From the Veterans Services Staff by Claudia Baldwin. Understanding the Blue Water Navy Act. We discussed this act in a previous BVA bulletin, but we wanted to provide some updates on it. The legislation, which became effective on January 1, 2020, has provided $140 million in retroactive benefits for these Blue Water Navy veterans and their survivors. This new act extends the presumption of herbicide exposure, such as Agent Orange, to veterans who served in the offshore waters of the Republic of Vietnam between January 9, 1962 and May 7, 1975, as well as veterans who served in the Korean Demilitarized Zone between September 1, 1967 and August 31, 1971. Formerly, eligibility to receive disability compensation based on a presumption of herbicide exposure applied to veterans who served on the ground in Vietnam or within Vietnam's inland waterways. Veterans are encouraged to apply in three ways. 1. If a veteran has never filed for this presumption of benefits, VA Form 21-526EZ with the diagnosed presumptive condition should be filed. 2. If a veteran previously filed for Agent Orange presumptive conditions and was denied benefits, the veteran can reopen the claim with VA Form 20-0995. This is the same for a surviving spouse who was previously denied death indemnity compensation, DIC, benefits. 3. If a surviving spouse has never claimed DIC benefits and the spouse died from a presumptive condition due to Agent Orange exposure, the surviving spouse can file for benefits on VA Form 21-P-534-EZ. COVID-19 has changed the way we do business. It is the same for VA. Compensation and pension exams are being done virtually in situations where a physical face-to-face isn't necessary. Veterans are encouraged to provide any relevant external records to be submitted in the development of a claim. Hearings are being conducted virtually with new technology on the application VA Video on Demand, whenever available, as well as through teleconferences. Additionally, VA has extended financial relief to veterans who currently have a debt with VA. This relief act is in effect until further notice and states the following: suspending all actions on veteran debts under the jurisdiction of the Treasury Department, suspending collection action or extending repayment terms on pre-existing VA debts as the veteran prefers. For benefit debts, veterans can contact the VA Debt Management Center at 1-800-827-0648 to make arrangements. The benefits and claim relief actions have also allowed extensions for the following: perfecting claims, challenging adverse decisions, submitting notices of disagreement, submitting substantive appeals, responding to supplemental statements of the case. Veterans who wish to request claim extensions can simply submit them with any late-filed paperwork. They do not have to proactively request an extension in advance. For added convenience, VA will also accept typed or digital signatures instead of wet signatures on its forms due to the current social distancing guidelines. Those with questions can call 1-800-827-1000. If a veteran has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and has a claim at the Board of Veterans Appeals, the claim will be advanced on the docket for determining a decision on the claim. Another change in VA benefits is the discontinuation of the Disability Benefits Questionnaires, DBQs. The VA.gov website states that DBQs were designed to assist veterans living overseas to obtain medical evidence in support of their benefits claims where limited options were available. Today, VA works with contracted providers in more than 30 foreign countries to conduct disability medical examinations. Therefore, eliminating these long and tedious forms for providers who aren't trained on how to complete them effectively was necessary. We highly recommend that you contact our National Service Officers for assistance in filing for any benefits discussed in this article.